Good morning. You are listening to SEP World Radio. It is Tuesday, September the 18th.
18th.
1-8. And we have Johnny DeCourcy in studio today playing his brand new album. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, world.
Good morning, world. Okay, so why don't you introduce your Hot Off the Press album a little bit?
Well, this is my first real album as a solo performer under my own name. And it was recorded over the last 4.5 months. And it's 12 songs.
That's like a real album.
I know it's a real album.
That's real life.
We actually had to cut too, so it was going to be 14.
That's like B-side.
Yeah, it's stuff. B-side material. anyway, it's going to... we're putting it out ourselves, me and my band. And it should be out end of November.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's just called Johnny DeCourcy, self-titled.
Ooh, ST. Yeah. And you record it in a cool secret studio.
Yeah, we record it in a cool secret studio in deep in the heart of Surrey, BC. And it's not around anymore, but it was really amazing while it lasted. There was a lounge, and there was a flat-screen TV, and a kitchen, and a huge console. It's just...
I guess you can't tell, really.
Yeah, it's a secret. Some studio.
It's not even there anymore. Whoa, that is secret.
Yeah.
That's alternative.
Not a secret anymore, though.
No. Well, it's gone now, though, so it'll always be a secret, really.
Yeah.
I guess. What are we playing now?
Well, that song that you just heard is called...
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's called... I want to jump the gun.
It's called The Artist, and it's about my father. He's an artist.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it's basically about if I was able to go back in time to when he was a kid... And I was the same age as him, if we would be friends or not.
I've thought about this before a lot. That's so bizarre. And would you?
I think so, yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, my dad seems like a pretty cool guy. And yours does, too, by the sound of it.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Cool dude?
Yeah, very cool dude.
And the next one is called Has It Found You?
Yes, this is a love song.
Tell us about it. Or don't. Your choice.
Yeah, it's a love song.
Okay, that's all we really need. Okay. Here it is on CITR.
Has it found you and wrapped around you? Something you can live without, and if it's with, are you full of doubt that it has found you? And maybe one day soon, it will find me too, and we will live as one. In a better view, are you black and blue? Did you find it hard and so unfair that I came around when it wasn't there and lay beside you and give you something new that will cauterize your aching heart, but it will tear my fucking life apart, 'cause I have found you. Live as one.
there's nothing I hate more than a beggar with a frown on his face. Lighten up and take some pride in your fortune and your disgrace. There was a murder on Sunday.
Well, have a good day at work. Okay, love you, brother. Peace.
Just got a lovely phone call.
Phones are ringing off the hook here.
CITR. Johnny DeCourcy comes in, so we get phone calls. I will let that one ring. Oh, there's no one actually there. What did your brother want?
I don't know.
Just to say how proud he is of you as a brother?
He just wanted to say, sup, John.
That was really nice of him.
Yeah, he lives
that
in...
That all the way from NYC.
He's in New York City.
That's so cool.
I know, it's pretty cool. And I promised him I would play some Andre Nicotina, so I'm going to probably have to do that
in
a little bit.
You definitely can. That is not an issue.
He's going to work today.
Where does he work?
I don't really know. He said a thing called public assembly. I think it might be a bar.
Cool. Yeah. That sounds hip.
Yeah, it's pretty hip.
NYC. What did we just hear?
We heard a beautiful track by the one and only Connor Whitney.
Coco.
And it's called Celebrate the Storm. Off his latest digital release,
ooh,
We Have Faith in Poison. So if you have a chance to go catch Coco play live, you should.
Is he going to be part of your concert?
No.
That's too bad.
Yeah, maybe.
I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have mentioned it.
Johnny's having a big concert for the release of his album.
Debut album.
Tell us about it.
The concert or the album?
Both, either, or?
The concert, it's going to be like a concert, not a show.
Not a show.
It's going to be a program. It's going to be over by, you know, maybe 11:30, mm-hmm. you know, so you can go home. And it's going to be a big affair. Going to put a lot of work into it and effort into it to make it really reflect the amount of work that we put into making the album.
As you should. I feel people are too, or I don't know, no one takes enough credit for how good they are around here sometimes.
Yeah, I'm excited because the recording this album was a lot different than any other recording I've done before. It's a lot more hi-fi.
Ooh.
And it was done like really cleanly in a really clean studio, and that's something that I always wanted to do, and so
now
I'm
do it.
Very thankful for having that experience doing it. And it was recorded by Michael Croucher. He also plays in my band.
He exists though, right? He's not a secret. We know about him.
No, he exists.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you guys know about him.
Okay.
We know about him as well.
That was nice of him.
Really nice of him, especially for how much he charged me, which wasn't a lot.
Way to go. That's friendship.
For the amount of work that he did.
Yay. Now what do you want to play?
Let's play some CanCon.
I should have had this set up. On the fly, Sep World style.
Can we play the next song? Off
yeah.
My new album.
Definitely we
can. It's called Old Glass.
Tell us about it.
Well, the original title is Old, Dirty, Smelly, Dusty Glass, but we had to cut it down to just Old Glass.
Why?
I don't know. For the radio, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, this is called Old Glass, and it uses the same chord progression as Harvest Moon by Neil Young.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what else to say.
Homage. Here it is.
This one's for you, Neil.
Oh, just like children sleeping. We could dream this night away. But there's a full moon.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
And welcome back, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, Sup World. My name's Johnny DeCourcy, and I'll be your co-host today.
That was impressive. Sorry, I should have gone along with it. I fucked up.
You just heard a track called Old Glass off Johnny's new album.
J-Dog. If I can call you that.
And a track called Harvest Moon by Neil Young, the one and only.
What do those two tracks have in common, Johnny?
They're both music.
Okay, yeah, that was the answer I was looking for. Yep. Yes.
They both use a chord progression of E.
Don't give it away.
Or something.
Yeah.
So one chord to another chord.
One of them is E.
And they're the same. But they sound different.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even notice. If you hadn't told me, I'd never have known. So many secrets in this album.
I know, too many secrets.
Tell more secrets.
Going to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse on November 11th at Rogers Arena. That's not a secret, though.
Isn't Rogers Arena in... Is that in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Wait, what... Okay, I'm just going to stop talking before I sound weird.
Little story about recording the album.
Oh, yeah.
Is we were, I think, tracking bass, and because we were allowed to live at the studio, we moved in there for 10 days. And so we brought our, you know, overnight kits, toothbrush, etc. And we were tracking bass one night, and it was, I think, 9:30 in the morning. And so we tracked until 9:30 in the morning. And by the end of each take, Matt, the bass player, he was finished, and he would look over at me and Mike, and we were both asleep. And so he just held the note until we were ready to get up. But yeah, it was fun. We got to record all night.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you lived there for 10 days in the secret studio?
Yeah, in the secret studio.
I'm imagining, like, forts and, like...
Yeah.
Golden light and, like, just magic, really.
Yeah, more like a lot of coffee and cigarettes and big submarine sandwiches. We would go
Did you get, like, the 8-foot one?
No, we would go to Safeway. We would go to Safeway and get, like, an entire loaf of bread, you know, which is about, like, a foot and a half long. Yeah. And then we would just make a giant sandwich. We'd put, you know, like...
Yeah, what was on the sandwich?
And turkey and lettuce and cucumber, and then we put some apple and chips on some of them.
Oh, I put chips on my sandwiches.
Ranch dressing.
Dude.
A must for every big sandwich.
Wow. You really lived it up there.
I know, we really lived it up.
Are you sad to be gone, or are you happy it's finished?
Kind of mixed feelings.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I wish we could go back and spend one more night there.
Aww.
It was enchanting.
That's how I was picturing it. Enchanting. It's a good word for it.
Yeah.
That wasn't there. It's a good word for it.
I'm going to play a song dedicated to my brother, Miles.
Yep.
All the way out in New York City. And this song is called Saw a Gangsta Cry by Andre Nicotina.
The description, if you're wondering, in the YouTube is Dank Track. So hopefully it lives up to its name, which it does. Farewell, guests.
Fuck around. around, have a gun in your face. Tied up in they whooping your ass. Man, most cats, man, they don't play, cause they moms get high. I can still recall the day I saw a gangster cry. Man, under the hot sun, young cats, they buck with hot guns, fat ones. Man, if you selling this, you better know the consequence. Shit, walk just like army ants. Yeah, man, let me borrow that. Please, homeboy, don't be no snitch, and put this business before that fine bitch. Here go a classic tale. A motherfucker just got out of jail, slipped up on some major mail, then went back to jail on major bail. Yo, yo, most cats, man, they don't play, cause they moms get high. I can still recall the day I saw a gangster cry. Don't be no perpetrator, fuck around and be on a respirator, going up to heaven on an escalator, cause they sent you to hell on an elevator. Yo, yo, right in front of corner stores with the 4-5 slug. Some might say it's unity, but there ain't no love. Crack a smile like a beer bottle, don't worry about the bullet cause it feel hollow. Keep your foot on the gas throttle, these motherfuckers ain't no role models. Blow your mind with an evil disguise, wicking this nigga right in front of your eyes. Where he got shot, that's where he lies, laying there dead with open eyes. Blow you over on a street corner, it's all about that beef soda. Breaking arms and shoulders, cause it's drama thick as quotas. They busted you when you bust back, cause just like a whip you gon' snap back. How they gon' fuck with you, fuck that. Kill them all so they don't come back. Mind state, crime rate, hell waits for jail baits. Man, if you make a mistake, don't even wait. But motherfucker, get up out of my face. It's a dirty loss for a dirty game. So motherfucker, it's a dirty shame. Didn't ask, didn't wonder why.
Indestructible, fuck with a nigga. Hustle slow, 10 years, 7 digits. Make a bill with Baxter, broadcaster of pain and flames and fake homies laugh and send me some cocaine if that be our place. Clear out a nigga's face, give out cakes, give out rates. A nigga can't match, but they own the case. We flip a 100-pound batch, 100-round gats, million words. Rhymes put together never sound absurd. It's said we bound to splurge when it feels superb. Super in the super finna, super playing Luther. Man draws where the man falls, get boss. Scully in the traffic with a major toss. It said it paid the cost, gotta take the bread. Me and nicotine resurrect the dead. You niggas misdemeanors, it will be unfair. Looking for a reason, trying to read my head. You niggas misdemeanors, it will be unfair. Looking for a reason, trying to read my head. Watch the paper grow, gangsters make the dough. Take the lies, you know who plays the most. We raise the pits, brand on weakness. Sign the fear, showing through your sweetness. My niggas on some beat shit, catch on me creep shit. Sit on the stand, then they shit on a man. Shit, I bust a lot of rhymes in the riches by the times. Lust to find designs, look inside my mind. Rhymes is the team to convince the scene. Queen supreme, I put your soul in the sling. With the gold is the team, hell is the throwers. Now left is bogus, you bitches better promote us. My city is golden, turf infamous. Bad predicaments, we living up against. You cannot fuck with this, please don't try. We easing by, with a G's at our side.
The trip when I first saw a gangster cry. It no, didn't ask, didn't wonder why. Wonder it was the trip when I first saw a gangster cry. It no, didn't ask, didn't wonder didn't why. Wonder why.
back to CITR 101.9 on the FM dial. You're rocking with DJ JDC, guest in the studio.
Guest.
And that was a track called Alamir Feeling by Locals. It's going to play again.
No, sir.
Woolworm. It was recorded by the same guy that recorded my new album.
Twinsy
Bands.
And yeah, they're a fun band, and they're putting out their album soon, hopefully.
You should Google image their new album art. It's really beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's like a mountainscape with
a really beautiful sunset. Or rise. Can't really tell. I'll let you decide.
It's called Believe in Ourselves. Something we should all do.
Every day. Hey, now what?
We encourage all listeners to call in with your requests.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you want to have a chat with one of us.
Or both of us.
Or both of us at the same time.
Whoa, that'd be cool.
The number is...
6.
O.
4. U.
B.
C. It's working great. C.
I.
T.
R.
604 UBC. See, I don't know what that number actually is, though.
I think most phones have letters on the numbers.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's 21st century, they should. So call and say hello, please. Maybe I can actually put you on the air, too. How cool would that be?
That'd be so cool.
Okay.
So, yeah. We're just talking about stuff.
Just shooting the shit.
Listening to music, listening to a lot of local Vancouver music. And this next song is by a band called Three Wolf Moon. They are a relatively new band and old friends of mine.
Who's in it?
Adam from Black Wizard.
Okay.
And Tyler from If We Are Machines, and Adam's brother Max, and John Sayre from Three Wolf Moon, and he works at Bullies. And there's Evan from The Best Revenge, and their band.
Supergroup.
Supergroup, totally.
Total
New
West Supergroup.
New West Supergroup. And I'm from New Westminster, so this is New West Pride right here.
Oh, yeah, right on. What do you want to play?
This is called The Worst by Three Wolf Moon.
Thank you. Study and Go Abroad Fair, Canada's largest international university and student travel fair, is back in town. Another great opportunity to meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world to start planning your trip abroad. Exhibitors will be showcasing programs in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, and so much more. Mark Saturday, September 22nd on your calendar. Come down to the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors open at 1 p.m., but come early at noon to catch our guest speaker. Check www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register online.
Song by Judas Priest called Rock Hard and Ride Free. Words to live by.
Rock hard, ride free.
All day.
All night. Rock hard, ride free.
All your life. That song was dedicated to Kyle Fee because that's all that man does is rock hard and ride free.
I admire you, Kyle.
Me too. He's probably working or at school right now.
He can listen to the podcast.
Totally.
Totally.
So we have a couple of concerts to announce.
Oh, yeah.
Upcoming shows.
Coming up. Upcoming shows.
Why don't you go first?
Okay. My pick was the show at Lucky's Comics on Thursday, starting at 7 p.m., featuring Hemogoblin.
And Cascadia. That was actually my pick, too.
Oh.
Because I don't want to announce my own show.
Oh, sorry. I should have thought that one through.
No, I'm playing next week at the Railway Club, next Tuesday, 1 week from today, in part of Shindig, the annual Shindig that happens every year.
Jokes for beer.
Just going to tell a whole set full of jokes and get a whole set full of beer.
Just flats and flats of caribou.
Sounds like a dream. a wet Vancouver dream.
Cool. You have another song, don't you?
Yep, this is going to be the last song of the program.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and it's 6-minuter, not going to lie.
Good.
It's called Irma.
You have time to tell us about it a little bit.
Mm.
Whole story. No? Okay.
It's about a girl.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's about things that happen.
It's about girl. It's about things that happen.
Basically, it's what all songs are about, right?
Yeah, I think that's
girl
pretty
or
true.
Things that happen, or both.
Or both at the same time.
Yeah. So, this is another song off the new album called Irma.
Yay!
Thank you so much for having me in here.
You're so welcome. Pleasure is all mine. Next week on Sup World is Jay Tillman of Fleet Foxes' new band, Father John Misty. They're pretty sweet, and he will be on the show talking about Father John Misty, and that'll be good. And the next week, we're doing a show about art and music, and music and art, and Amanda Jaring and Aaron Reed and Tyler McMillan are coming in.
I know Tyler.
You know Tyler?
Yeah.
Besties?
Kind of.
And then Hemogoblin are coming in. Sweet. Yay. Cool. This song's called Irma. Johnny wrote it.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Love you.
Love you. Bye. Ooh.
across the field. Hair is red and heart is real. What you're thinking, I will never know. Time ticks on and we hold hands, sit alone in the empty stands, talk about the things we wanna do. We were young, but we felt assured that when we spoke, we would be heard. The time for us would come eventually. But when you left, I couldn't see myself alone in this misery. So I took her hand and ignored your apologies.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.